Hello, and welcome to Diabetes Dialogue, technology, therapeutics, and real-world perspectives. Diabetes Dialogue is a monthly podcast hosted by myself, Diana Isaacs, and Natalie Bellini, providing a regular news roundup of the latest clinically applicable insights across diabetes and metabolic diseases, with a focus on leveraging technology to improve care. Produced by HCP Live Endocrinology, the audio version of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, with a video version available only on hcplive.com.
Hello, and welcome to this very special episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. I am Diana Isaacs, and I'm with Natalie Bellini. And why this is a special episode is because just a couple of days ago was the FDA approval of Tidepool Loop. And this is revolutionary, at least we feel so, because this is really the first of a kind approval of a mobile app for automated insulin delivery. And I'm just going to provide a little bit of background for those that might be less experienced in this area. So we have a number of automated insulin delivery systems on the market. And these are things like the Omnipod 5 and Tandem Control IQ and the Medtronic 770G. These are insulin pumps that work with the continuous glucose monitor to automate insulin delivery. The algorithm that is automating it is actually on the pump itself. Now, some of them now have the option to also have mobile apps incorporated with it, but they're all kind of, they're one system, part of one company. So why is this different? Well, this is actually, first of all, this started from the whole do-it-yourself loop movement, which was actually, this was around years before we ever had an AID system that was FDA approved, because people were frustrated. The whole "we are not waiting" movement, people were frustrated at kind of the slow progression of FDA approvals. And they said, hey, this technology exists, we can do it. And so people were actually building their own mobile apps and using, like, having that work with existing insulin pumps and CGMs to do this. Well, this whole movement now, Tidepool, what they really did is they said, hey, this is wonderful, but we recognize that it would be good for the FDA to be involved and to have some regulation to make sure that this is safe for everyone. And so they submitted data to the FDA, basically observational data showcasing how this is safe, this is effective. And the FDA, for the first time, approved this algorithm, which now can be used with what will be deemed compatible insulin pumps and compatible CGM. So what will happen is people will be able to have the freedom to choose whatever pump they want that will work with the system, whatever CGM they want, and then choosing their own algorithm to have complete customization. So I know I've said a lot. Natalie, what do you think?
So I think we should clarify a few things. We're both really excited about this. So what Loop really is, first of all, it's only going to be on an iPhone to start, right? But what that would mean is, let's say you're a, and this is in no particular order, you like Libre because of its size or it's whatever, or you like Dexcom because it's whatever. You could pick one or the other and then pick a pump. Right now, Tidepool has officially partnered years ago, as this development has happened, with Tandem, with Omnipod, with Medtronic. We don't know which partners will stick and actually stay as developments happen now that they've actually gotten approval. So let's keep that in mind. But if you wanted to use one pump and a CGM, this app is going to take you to be able to go back and forth, right? So that you can, it's almost like going to the grocery store and picking, I like this turkey breast better than that one, right? And getting what you want for your diabetes. The app is going to be a prescription. We can't just put this out there, right? So the FDA, although you can actually go online right now to loopdocs.org and use specific insulin pumps and actually create your own loop now. But this is going to be FDA monitored, which gives a lot of patients a little bit better safety net. They feel better about it, right? And a little bit more support in the background. So I think we need to remember what this really looks like, and that you will get a prescription. In that prescription, once it's filled, you will have a code that will then turn on this Loop app, right? So why would you do all this? Why would you? Well, maybe your insurance covers one sensor differently than another. Maybe you really like this pump, but don't like the algorithm that it's offering right now. So you're going to be able to set different parameters in this Loop app. For example, you can set a target as low as 87 and as high as 180. And Diane, I think you and I both agree that all of the AID systems now, right, all of them that you mentioned, Medtronic, Omnipod, and Tandem, all have their own higher target for when you're doing something. We set higher targets when someone's having a colonoscopy just to be careful. We set them when they're exercising. But sometimes when a patient wants to exercise more or for longer periods of time, what happens is they get low and then they have to eat and then they get angry because they're eating when they're not supposed, they don't want to eat. It's hard. It's hard to avoid hypoglycemia with these AID systems. So the idea that you could set a higher target, that you can do different things, is a big deal. Another option is you can actually set a pre-meal glucose target. So what you can say to Loop is, Loop, I'm going to eat in the next 30 minutes or so. And so it will actually slowly bring blood sugar lower, because if we could actually start eating with a blood glucose around 87 or 90, wouldn't that be better than if we started at 120, right? So you can announce your meal, I'm coming to eat. The other really big deal for me is that we, and in Loop patients now, and I have lots of Loop patients, we call it lollipop taco pizza, right? And so there's these icons on Loop that show up that say, this carbohydrate that I'm entering acts more like a lollipop. It goes straight in my blood sugar and it goes straight up, something like rice, right? Taco is a symbol for the Loop to say it's kind of a mixed meal. There's some protein, there's some fat, and there's some carbohydrate. And then we call the pizza bolus says to you, I'm eating something that really takes a long time to affect my blood sugar, but I need a little upfront and some over time, right? And so Loop treats those three different meals differently. You could use pizza also for something like an extended meal at a restaurant or a wedding or something like that, where you're eating over a period of time. The automated insulin delivery systems that are on the market now limit extended bolusing and limit those kinds of things, where Loop says to you, tell me what you want and I'm going to make it user-friendly and help you do this, right? So that's really the excitement of it all, is that you're going to have a little bit more control, right? So you can target as low as 87. That's really aggressive for some patients, but for a lot of our patients, waking up at 87 would be a wonderful thing. So we can set the target overnight a little bit lower. We can set the target while exercising a little bit higher. So as you hear us talking, you can think, oh, this makes more sense, right? So I'm really excited. My Loopers are really excited to be able to have an FDA approved system for themselves.
Yeah. So, I just want to expand a little bit on like why we're harping on this FDA approval, because for other FDA approved pumps, there's tons of information widely available. For example, I'm an insulin pump trainer for all of them. And so there's a systematic way of going through the training, taking an exam, having experts, having clinical representatives that you can reach out to get information, because the whole loop movement has been it's like
every off label, right?
Right. And it's right. Off label. People are getting their information from social media, from Facebook groups. And it's actually, there's great information out there, but it's not as it's harder, I think, to access that information. And especially in the current model, you are having to create your own app. And so you have to have pretty, decent computer skills or know someone that does. So it was a little extra. I know for me as a pump trainer and a clinician, I like this idea that there will be easily accessible information that I can use to support my patients. And so the way I go about learning about it would be similar to how I do with other pumps. And I feel like I will better be able to support the people using this, because it'll be easier to find information and it'll be more systematic how we're actually going about training people using this system.
I agree. And there are in the do-it-yourself community, there are developers that continually make changes to improve the apps, right? And I think that this will help all of us come up with new ways, push the FDA. I mean, the DIY movement pushed the FDA to approve other pumps, right? Other AID systems. So their dedication should be like, we're just, all of us are just like, oh my gosh, you guys have done so much for us that have had diabetes and have done this. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Yeah. And I'm loving the choices now. So on the other extreme, so this is really, the loop is very customizable. There's so many like nuances and how you can extend boluses and use it for different types of foods and set different targets. It's a lot of customization. So some people love that because they can really fine tune things. They can just really ramp up that time and range. For other people, they don't like that, all that customization. It could come across as confusing. Some people want it more like, mm-hmm. can I just set it and forget it? Like, what's the simpler? And so on the other extreme of the spectrum, we've got like Beta Bionics, which is not FDA approved, but hopefully we will see that in the future. And that's kind of, I kind of think in a lot of ways, it's like the opposite. Like the customization is much less, but it is like, you enter your weight, it starts. Like you don't have right. to count, like put in carbs. You just put like small, like usual, smaller, larger. So I love that because that's a system that's going to be great for one person. And then this loop system is going to be great for another type of person.
And I do agree with you too. We've never been able to say you're going to pick what you want. So if you pick one insulin pump, AID system, it comes with one sensor. And you, that's all you get, right? Now you're going to be able to pick and choose. And again, we, you and I offer choice to our patients. We both prescribe all the pumps on the market. And we, you know, in my practice, we say, this is what's available. This is what I think you might like because you do X, Y, or Z, but we really do leave it to the patient. And I think that we've just completely expanded the options. And we're really looking forward to seeing the outcomes of this. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, like I'm especially curious about pregnancy. So yes. Right now the system is going to be FDA approved for 6 and over. But now, I mean, all the potential. So we know like Dexcom G7, for example, the pregnancy contraindication has been removed. So that's fair game to use in pregnancy. And with this algorithm, being able to set a target as low as 87, that's okay overnight. That's finally a system that is getting into the overnight range that we would want to be in pregnancy. So I am really excited because like right now we are using the current AID systems in pregnancy, you know, on a individualized basis, but we recognize the limitations that they are often higher targets than we would like to see. So,
right. And we, you know, they, it's not, we do the best we can with what we have, but I expect that will be our, like our first group of patients is let's get this going. Let's get this. I mean, pregnancy fasting glucose goals are less than 95. And if I can target 87, right, the current AID pumps target, you know, 110, you know, 120. And it's not, you know, there is a risk to that. Now, sometimes we use them anyway, because the data is so much smoother, right? So that time and range is still, but we're really not always getting to that fasting of less than 95. But their blood sugars are so much more smooth. We're doing it anyway. You know, that's kind of back and forth. I'm really looking forward to that as well, to see what kind of outcomes that we can get, right? We want these pregnant patients to end up going full term and having babies of within the weight range that is with someone without diabetes, right? Because high glucose is in pregnancy. It's like feeding the baby extra food. Right? Because the baby makes insulin to take care of that blood sugar that's passed to the baby. Right. So, and you and I know this, but other people don't, that's why it happens. Right. So this might really be an answer for those patients too.
Yeah. I just hope it'll be interesting to see, but I hope this ends up being compatible with a wide range of pumps and a wide range of CGM. We know like right now with the current systems, the Dexcom sensor is compatible, and then Medtronic, they're compatible with their Medtronic sensor. Hopefully in the future, we'll have Libre compatibility as well. I mean, they are considered an ICGM, an integrated CGM, which is the status that you need to be compatible with these systems. But it'll be interesting. And also, I'm just thinking about the training and stuff too, because it'll kind of be like three separate trainings. It'll be the training on the CGM, the training on the pump, and then the training on this algorithm. So it'll be interesting, like the logistics of how this rolls out and everything. Because the pump, I mean, that should be more straightforward, because that would just be right. like the insertion technique, like how you insert it, how often you change it out, those types right. of things. Really, the bulk of it's going to come from this algorithm. And of course, with it being on iPhone at first, that will limit some people, you know, a lot of people if they don't have iPhones, but it, hopefully that's just the beginning, and eventually it'll be Android and it'll be more widely accessible.
Absolutely. So Tidepool did announce in their press release that they are expecting Android and other, you know, phones to follow. You know, Apple is an easy platform to work with, and I think that's a big part of why that's where you start, right?
Yeah. So any other words of wisdom, Natalie?
No, but I think by the time we have a follow-up on this, maybe over the summer, we'll be talking about patients that are using it and be able to do, you know, we'll probably do some case studies, you and I, at either ADA or ADCES this year, right? We'll have some by then. Absolutely.
Well, we're both planning to be at ATTD, which is next month in Berlin, Germany. So we're very excited about that. There's going to be tons. It's all things diabetes tech there. So I imagine we're going to be learning much more about this, who the collaborators are going to be, what pumps and what CGMs will be available to use with this, how soon we expect it to be actually available for people to download the app and get it, as well as all the other kind of exciting things that are happening in this space, connected pens, other pumps, other CGM, other mobile apps. So I'm just so excited. I know last year was incredible and I just can't even wait.
And we'll have special coverage while we're there.
We sure will. So that's that. That's it for this kind of special late breaking episode. But thank you so much for tuning in to Diabetes Dialogue, and we will see you next time.